I've got good news and bad news, guys. Good news is I just got a letter from Steve Harvey saying we're all going to appear as a group on The Family Feud.
Yay!
We would be so good at that.
Good because answer, Jeff.
They do a lot of sexual innuendos, and that is our wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So funny. Oh, it's so stupid.
We would rock that show.
Yeah,
but the bad news is the other team has a secret weapon.
Uh-oh.
It's...
Shock.
So we're pretty much screwed.
Yeah.
It's TikTok click shock because you're so shocked at how many clicks that viral video is getting. We've got some of the hottest TikToks from the past week. Let's get right into it with your first TikTok click shock, which was posted by a young woman named Nina Angelina.
Oh, fun name.
She's in her early 20s, and recently she went viral because she works as a bottle service waitress in a swanky club in Arizona.
Oh. I've always wanted to do that.
I think you'd be terrible.
Oh.
She would forget the order.
But you'd still make $10,000
yeah.
tonight.
She had no idea her video titled My Day as a Bottle Service Girl in Scottsdale would get so many likes and clicks.
Dude, and the clubs in Scottsdale are ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah.
This video has been viewed over 7 million times.
Whoa.
And it starts with her dressed in a skimpy pink bikini as she prepares for her shift.
So fun.
Girl.
Jose already put the like.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Then the video shows her working a special VIP area of the venue with several private cabanas all around the club's pool area.
Okay.
And then it cuts to the final clip of her showing the two receipts that revealed the tips she got for the day.
And bottle service is so pricey.
Oh,
and
yeah,
thousands of dollars people are paying.
She only had two tables that she worked, or two little cabanas.
Mm-hmm.
One group spent a staggering $9,291 on
Dang.
Booze and food.
Whoa,
and they left
God.
Nina with a $1,800 gratuity.
Dang.
Yep.
Good
Meanwhile,
on her.
So nice. Second group racked up a bill of $10,855
oh, wow.
and left a very generous $3,000 tip.
Holy crap.
Almost 30%. On that.
Oh, so nice.
I know, but it still has to be like old gross dudes. Because who
do you think I care?
So yeah, in about half a day's work, the bikini cutie racked up almost $5,000 for herself.
Oh
wow.
my
wow.
One day.
That's impressive. Good on her. Mm-hmm.
So
Good
of course, many her. People flocked to the comments section to leave jealous remarks.
Yeah.
Quote, why wasn't I born hot so I could make money like this?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel for her. She's gotta shave her armpits all the time. Yeah, like that would suck.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, there's so much maintenance that goes into having to wear a bikini to work.
You got to get the spray tan on your back.
You have to get your lashes done. You got to get your nails done.
She's got the money for it.
It's all paid for,
Another person said, how do you even get into this kind of work is the question. I think, honestly, that kind of work finds you.
Mm.
Yep.
People find you and they're like, you need to come work over at my club.
You got to do it before everything starts to give way to gravity, girls.
Okay? Yeah, just, that is a rough day when they're like, we're taking you out of VIP. Just a bartender.
Totally.
What? No. I swear I'll get a lift. I'll get all the lifts. Like, no, sorry.
What do you mean my waitress is Gertrude? Where can I get you guys?
Yeah. I've been working this club for 40 years.
That's a TikTok click shock.
Oh, man.
You're next.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
Is from a flight attendant who goes by the username Flight Bay.
Oh, cute.
Ooh, I love flight attendants.
In her video, she's also in a skimpy bikini.
Wait, what
the
she's
heck?
A flight attendant.
I'm just kidding. She's in her flight attendant uniform.
Okay, but that would be so cold.
So she explained the disgusting secret of why you should never use the toilet paper in an airplane lavatory.
What?
Oh, no. Why?
Wait, like to wipe with?
I thought the paper was the only clean thing in the bathroom.
What am I supposed
should
to
not use?
Use
it. Here is her explaining it.
Use a tissue paper as opposed to a toilet paper, and here's why. When turbulence hits, and little boys and girls, well, little boys who are pointing and shooting, they kind of like, you know, point and shoot everywhere. And so that usually ends up on the toilet paper.
Oh!
It's
gross.
The little kids when they hit turbulence.
Yeah.
They miss.
Yeah.
And
that's
not just the little kids. I had a whole 10-minute joke about this in one of my sets.
Yeah.
About
you too?
Oh, I peed all over this poor bathroom once by accident. It was
because
a turbulence thing.
Well, and I was going to say, you know, I have a preschooler. It is not bumps that makes him
pee. Yeah, he's just
oh
like,
my God.
Blurred.
Yeah.
What's
I'm
that
like,
over there? No, you're pointing the wrong way.
Point it down.
She goes on to say the tissue paper is placed higher up, and so that's less likely to get splashed.
That makes
That's why it's safer to wipe with.
Okay. I mean, I'll still aim it there.
Yeah.
Now it's a challenge.
Yeah, at this point.
She also says the perfect time to use the restroom is the very first time the seatbelt signs go off.
Oh, because it's unused and just been cleaned?
Yeah, I don't know the last time I've ever used a plain bathroom. Yeah. I, like, literally refuse.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
My bladder can't take it. Every hour or two, I gotta do something.
I mean, it's Jose and the little kids again.
Yeah. Because
my little kids are the same way.
Also, you don't have to worry about getting yourself locked in the airplane toilets either.
Oh, really? If you've ever worried about that.
No, they have a key to open them up, don't they?
That's not true.
Oh, it's not?
Most people don't know there's a secret latch that unlocks them from the outside.
Oh.
And I know where it is.
Why?
Why are you breaking into people trying to use the restroom, Jeffrey?
Sometimes you just got to get in there.
I don't think so.
Should I tell people right now where it is and possibly cause chaos in the skies all over the world?
Tell anyone where the latch is,
bro. Because there's not enough chaos in the skies. So I think that's a good idea.
You know the door to the bathroom?
You're going
to
do it?
I'm going to tell everybody.
Like the folding
door? All right, let's hear
there's
it.
The lock.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, when you're inside.
Yeah, and it's green if it's empty, and it's red to show that it's occupied and someone's in there.
We're outside.
Right above that, there's that silver plaque that says lavatory on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That plaque actually folds up.
No.
What?
And underneath that, there's a secret handle.
Says lavatory.
Yep.
I am going to check this next
time. Yeah, I have to try it.
I actually have a flight this weekend. I'm going to check this out. Oh my God.
So don't take too long in there or we're coming in.
Wait, I'm not going to do it while someone's in the bathroom. I'll do it before I go to the bathroom.
Well, what's the fun of that?
It's more legal.
Those are your
TikTok click shot
stories for the day.
My mind is blown on this.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Good luck in those airplane lavatories. Phone taps coming up next.